The holiday's not over. More Josh Holiday in for Marsha Lederman.
Josh!
Calm down.
How can I go? Josh!
All right, I'm right here. Toxic Sporty, 870-6400 or Star Chat at Star2428 on your cell phone. And that's from the Blair Witch Project. That was driving me crazy. I was watching in the theater, and you're hearing your name being screamed constantly. Not that I'm not used to it or anything. Hi-yo! I know. That's very sad. Okay, we're going to talk to Cindy right now. Cindy, you're on Talk 640.
Hi.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Excellent. So where do you come in on this whole debate, this 30 years old living at home?
See, I know what you look like.
How do you know what I look like?
Well, see, you have to remember October.
What? I don't remember.
No. I can start singing Whip It.
That's right. Okay. All right. There's this little TV show called La Femme Nikita, and I do a small role. See how I'm minimizing everything? That's my low self-esteem. It was really weird. It was really creepy because I never, you know, seen it or anything, and I was thinking, does it come at night when I'm in bed? Does this, you know, is there a squirrel in my room? I used to have a megaphone in my car, and if someone was driving badly around me, especially in the city where they could actually slow down and you could hear me, I'd get the megaphone, put it out the window, and yell at them.
Alicia Silverstone on Josh Holiday.
Josh needs someone with imagination, someone to take care of him, someone to laugh at his jokes, in case he ever makes any. Then suddenly... I love Josh. I am majorly, totally, but crazy in love with Josh.
Josh Holiday in for Marsha Lederman on Talk 640.
Very impressive. Oh, thank you very much. See, she doesn't mind me living at home. We were talking about that last hour, me living at home, and this hour we're talking road rage. Grr! And just the roads in general, stuff that ticks you off as far as people driving, like the cutting across the lanes, not signaling, guys with butts dangling out of their hands and driving with the phone in the other hand. And if you have any road rage stories, that's good too. Like if you've experienced road rage, either as the aggressor or the aggressee, give us a call. We got Louise back. If you're with us before we went to the news break there, we had Louise on the line, and she keeps a sign in her car that says, "You're welcome." And she went through the trouble of actually putting it in reverse, like the ambulances, so that people in the rearview mirror can see it. And that's what she puts up if people don't thank her after she lets them in traffic. Louise?
I got to tell you, I had not expected to be back on the air.
Hey, we're glad to have you back.
Hey, it's stuck in traffic. What else can I do?
And you're on their phone.
I am.
Oh, you're...
I am a good driver.
That's the only excuse you have for being on the phone and driving is if you're calling Talk 640.
There you go. I'm in the slow lane.
Did you dial Star Chat?
I did.
Cool. And were you listening to the news?
Yeah.
Very good. And pretty good, eh? Pretty good news?
Pretty good news. I was actually just calling back to say thanks for the compliment.
Well, what are you doing, Louise?
I'm just hanging out with my family.
Really? Where, at home?
Yeah. Husband, two kids.
You know, you got a husband?
I do.
Wow. How old's your husband?
Just turned 40 this year.
And you're 33?
I am.
Really? How long have you been married?
7 years.
7 years. What's that they say? The 7 year, what is that phrase?
The seven year
itch. That's right. Usually they say that people who are married for 7 years, usually around the 7 year mark is when...
Past the gold bond.
Yeah. That's what they say.
Where the eyes start to wander.
That's what they say.
So what do you think? You and me?
Not a chance.
What?
Not a chance.
Come on. What would it take for me to talk you into it?
How about me?
I'm one of the very few happily married, wake up in the morning, and I'm delighted to be in bed to the guy I'm married to.
Do you have sex at night or in the morning?
Yeah.
Both?
For sure.
Hey!
Depends on when the kids sleep.
You're 33. Do you have a daughter?
I do. Oh, okay. I can't even believe I answered that question. I'm not used to that yet. She's only five. I got to get used to it.
In for Marsha Lederman, Josh Holiday.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat fink.
On Talk 640.
Trucking, got my chips cashed in. Keep trucking like the doo-dah man together.
Trucking. We're going to send that one out to... Clancy's a guy we work with here on a regular basis, and he's a giant Grateful Dead fan. And speaking of trucking, and speaking of wacky segues, we have Gary. There it is, Gary, a truck driver. How are you, Gary?
I'm Troy McClure, and I'll leave you with what we all came here to see.
Josh Holliday in for Marsha Lederman on Talk 640.
One of the Millennium's biggest acts.
That was, yeah, that's true, Duran Duran. And, yeah. That's like, that's total summer music. It doesn't work in the winter for some reason. Or does it ever work? I don't know.
No, it's pretty crappy.
Yeah.
Nice hair, though.
Yeah, hey, they had the hair going and the suits. Hey, Gord is on the line.
Hello?
Hey, Gord, how are you? That's a great Canadian name, if I can say that. Gord. Just like Rock. It's like Ken Mann here. That's like the ultimate man name. Ken Mann. Well, you know what he's all about.
Well, my nickname's Good Time Gordy.
Ah, who nicknamed you that? The ladies? Not to change the subject, but I sort of see Talk 640 as a CB for people who don't have CBs. For the rest of the hour, we're going to also give people trucker nicknames. Before we get to Good Time Gordy, we better give you a nickname because we don't want you to appear like you're
just scum, the
a
Great
lesser.
B.
The Great B?
Yes, sir.
The Great B.
Yes, what it is.
Okay. What about the badass B? That sounds a little more tough. All right, hang on a second. I'm going to keep you on the line here. Mm-hmm. Hey, Good Time Gordy.
Yes, sir.
We got badass B, or the big B, Brian on the line.
But Gordon seemed to be, he seemed to think that how I think, although he's a former truck driver.
Yeah?
He seemed to think they're pretty walky, most of them low IQ and all that.
We've traveled that area before, you know, to stay to the left.
That's right.
But the poor guy who's never went there, coming from the east, Nova Scotia, Quebec, yeah, or whatever.
Okay, well Good Time Gordy and badass Brian continue their argument. And it's a scintillating one, isn't it, folks? Damn, if you want tapes of this argument, I'll see if I can set you up. In any case, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about smoking. And basically, I don't think people should be smoking in restaurants. And restaurant owners think that you should be. We'll be back. 870-6400 or star chat on your cell phone. You're listening to Talk 640.
Well, each other like
you there. If it was boring, I'd turn it off. So obviously, to me, it's not boring.
I suppose it's not. Well, you don't have much
Maybe
choice.
I'm not as intelligent as you.
In for Marsha Lederman, Josh Holliday.
What's the matter with you people? I was joking. Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
On Talk 640.
You would say that.
This is my 25th operation.
Isn't that amazing? I think we
found some new friends here.
Girlfriend of mine. An acquaintance, then.
I really do. I think we've made some two new friends. And isn't that,
this is the base. This is the base of your party, New Year's Eve. These two guys have to sit together.
I think we'll sit them together at the head table, and they can sort of MC and run the event. They've become fast friends. It's amazing the power of radio.
In for Marsha Lederman, Josh Holliday.
Telling you again, it ain't nothing but a bunch of low-life white trash drinking too much cheap alcohol.
On Talk 640.